Going once, going twice. With anticipation thick in the air, the announcer called out, "Sold!"
And Sebastian Sinclair watched as the man just purchased was led off the stage to the sounds of raucous feminine cheers. Soon, it would be his turn. "How the hell did I get myself talked into this?" he wondered. Wearing a suit, watching huge amounts of money change hands with no consideration of the cost, being the center of attention, he hated it all. It reminded him of his youth and the fact that he had nothing in common with these shallow blue bloods. Most of all, he hated the idea of being bought like an expensive toy for the amusement of rich women, regardless of the cause. He seemed to be the only male not thrilled with the prospect of displaying himself. The others, in ages varying from late 20s to early 40s, were smiling, flaunting their wares, so to speak, and generally getting into the spirit of the thing. Only one man remained in line before Sebastian now, and judging by the brawn of the guy and his rough, whiskered chin, he wouldn't last long. The women were really going berserk on the macho ones. Which was probably why the construction workers had on very snug, tattered jeans and t-shirts too tight for men half their size. An adjustment for their female audience, no doubt. There was absolutely no way a man could work comfortably in a shirt that tight. Likewise, the landscapers wore their work boots and jeans, some of them with no shirts on at all. And the carpenter? He had a heavy tool belt hanging low on his hips. The ensemble was complete with wrenches, a nail pouch, and the largest hammer Sebastian had ever seen, no doubt a pitiful attempt at symbolism. Sebastian shook his head and tried, without much success, to mask his amusement. The announcer, a woman with a very wide, toothy smile, led a man around the stage by one finger hooked in his belt loop. The audience roared, then roared again when she had him turn, showing him to advantage. The spotlight moved over his backside, and feminine shrieks filled the air. Sebastian wondered if any of these rich people realized the seriousness of the benefit, the purpose the money would serve in assisting abused women. He doubted it. To them, it was a lark, not a humanitarian deed to build shelters and help those in need. To Sebastian, it was much more personal. The brawny guy ahead of him bounded on stage, anxious for his turn to titillate the giggling masses, and Sebastian was left with a female attendant, waiting for his cue. As he'd guessed, the bewhiskered fellow went quickly, the last bid coming on a crescendo of womanly squeals and body jests. The attendant took Sebastian's arm and directed him forward. As he reached the center of the stage, hot lighting flooded over him. He stared out at the audience, satisfied with their reckless spending, but thoroughly disgusted by their careless attitudes. None of them gave a thought to where the money would go or how badly it was needed. They were all the same, full of glitz and shine, shallow, frivolous, concentrating only on their own pleasures. He was disdainful of them all. And then he saw her.